Officer Chris Jeter, Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, going on my 24th year. All right. Just recall, so we have some things to talk about. I'm going to go through the stats here real quick first. Let's get this out of the way. Okay. I'll try to answer any questions that you have for me, but understand there's certain questions that I can't and I will not answer for you when it comes to that topic. Agreed? Okay. So calls for service for November 23, it's going to be 35, up from last year, which was 22. We had about 9 traffic citations, 0 DUIs. We had 1 domestic violence arrest. We had 3 adult arrest bookings. Calls for service at Terrible's. This was 4 for October and then 2 for November. And 1 call at the BB Motel. Other than that, anybody have any questions for me?
Any questions from the board? Any questions out there from the public? Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, Officer Jeter, I know you can't discuss anything specific, but there was a shooting in the community where one individual was injured severely. Can you at least provide the community some comfort that it was an isolated incident, or so what can you?
For sure, thank you for that. So this was an isolated incident. There'll be more coming out soon enough for you guys. Since I've been here, this has been the second major incident that occurred in Searchlight. The first one was a carjacking and robbery, which led to a suspect, Miller Strain, who is now in prison. He served 271 days in Clark County Detention Center, and now he's in prison for almost 2 years, so he will not be detained in our sight for a while. This incident right here that occurred on Monday morning around 2:30, where a subject was shot indeed. It is not life-threatening, from what I understand. And it was a result of two male individuals. I like to thank the community first and foremost, because the response was fast. I got the call at 5:30 in the morning when I was called out on that call, which was my off day, and I came out, and I'll commend those who came out and gave our police department the information that we needed to make a fast, very, very fast arrest. And there is a subject in custody. It's an isolated incident. I'll just like to tell you more about that. This is an ongoing investigation. If I could, I would for sure, but you guys have nothing to worry about. It's not an active shooter event. This is just 2 people that had a disagreement that unfortunately, this is what transpired from that. Any questions?
Go ahead.
I did have a question. We had one individual, I remember Yvonne, had asked at one of the meetings, the response time for those critical events. Do you know what the response time was from the time that officers were on scene when the call came in?
From what I understood, I know we had detectives at the hospital where the victim was, and I know we had officers that were up in the searchlight area. And like I said before, from the time the call came out at 2:30 until I was notified, a little after 5:00, to come out because of my rapport with the folks in the neighborhood. And that's why I was asked to come out for that reason right there. I'd like to thank those folks, for really having the trust in me to come to me, give me the information that we needed to effectively make an arrest. So thank you. I don't need to say any names, but thanks.
Officer, has there been any updates regarding the local neighborhood watch program?
That's not my thing. That's my wife's thing. That's something you should ask her. I do not allow my wife in my business, police business. I won't get into hers. Okay, so that's probably something that you could talk to her about right now. She's out of the state right now, but you could ask her about that.
Okay, thank you. Is there any questions from the public? All right, thank you, officer.
Okay, you're welcome.
Item number 3, receive a report and update from Victor Peters with Nevada Department of Transportation regarding upcoming projects.
Good evening, my name is Victor Peters, Nevada Department of Transportation. I'm in roadway design. I'm the project coordinator for an upcoming project. There's a few handouts over here on the board that has sort of an informational sheet, what the project is, dates. I will say, it's up late doing these last night, and I've just caught an error. Advertised date is not July of 2025, it'll be July of 2024. So, pardon my mistake. So, essentially, what we're doing is what's called a preservation project through, it starts about a mile or so south of the town and extends about 20 miles north of town. We're going to do a resurfacing of the existing pavement, some additional hydraulic work to try to contain some of the maintenance issues that we have out there with road going across the road. We're also replacing some fencing. There's some tortoise fencing that needs to be upgraded and repaired, as well as some additional tortoise fencing. We're going to replace all the roadside signs. I was informed today that one of our sign locations here in town is in the wrong location. I'll take that back to NDOT staff. And then, what else are we doing? We're doing a little bit of ADA work in town. So this project was given to us with the direction that we can't acquire right-of-way. Right-of-way takes about 2 years to acquire. Right-of-way through town is very limited. I think there was some widening done some years back, and so a lot of the right-of-way is just back a curb. So what we're going to address what we can fit within right-of-way. To acquire right-of-way would probably delay this project another couple of years, and right now we have funding for this project. We got to meet this federal fiscal year, which is July of this year. Right now we're looking at about somewhere between $25 and $35 million project to resurface the roadway. And I think we're, guesstimates are going to be about 140 to about 160 working days that will be in the area, which is, it's 20 working days a month, so it's 7 to 8 months that it's going to take to put this project out. I've been talking to a few members of the board, and they wanted us to look at a couple things. One was extending sidewalk. This is all somewhat recent, at least the sidewalk extension, to go out to the church north of town, as well as adding additional lighting for that sidewalk and lighting at the entrance to the airport. Both of those are going to be dependent. I have some staff at NDOT looking into to see if the existing service pedestals will allow for that additional lighting. If we need additional power from NV Energy, I don't think we can get it done for this project in time. They usually take somewhere in the area 6 to 8 months to get a new line extension agreement with NV Energy. So we're going to try to put it in. The good news is new lighting is not the old sodium vapor lights. They're now LED systems, and they take less power. So we got to research and see if we can put it in. There's also a little bit of a right-of-way issue. They're just the side of the church. Right-of-way gets pretty narrow. We're probably going to have to put in some sort of retaining wall there with pedestrian rail if we're able to extend the sidewalk. The other thing that we're looking into, you guys are well aware of traffic coming into town speeding. So we're thinking just north of the church putting some transverse rumble strips instead of the rumble strips on the side of the road, trying to put some rumble strips that actually cross the road to try to get people to understand they're entering a town and to slow down before they get to town. So that's one of the things we're looking at. I want to see tonight if you guys have any comments. As you guys know, rumble strips can be loud. We're trying to do it far enough away from homes. Our standard requirement is 1,500 to 2,000 feet away from any homes is where we put rumble strips. So as I said, trying to advertise this thing by late July. Construction, depending on temperatures and stuff, will either start in the winter of 2024 or early spring of 2025. That's all I have as far as the project interview, so I'm just here to take any questions or if you guys have any comments, I can take back to the department.
So. Thank you, Mr. Peters. I'd like to open the questions up to the board first.
So I have a question.
Yes.
So you've got on here construction year 2025, 26. So that is incorrect as well. It's 2024, 25.
Yes, I apologize. It'll be the end of 2024, beginning of 2025.
Okay.
It's kind of up to the contractor. In Clark County, they have 60 days from bid to notice to proceed.
60?
60 days from when we open bid. So we will advertise this likely in July. Maybe it might fall into August by the time we're done. And then bid proposals are about 6 weeks. And that at the end of the 6 week is when we open up bids and see who wins the bid. And then they have 60 days to mobilize. Kind of puts us into a temperature issue. They can't start paving until they get the daytime temperatures. So they may start early of 2025 by the time everything's said and done.
So then you would anticipate going down to lane closures, one lanes, and how
yeah, would
this impact
so
the town?
Divided highway section, we can do single lane closures. In any other areas where we're down to, I don't know if, do we have any lane single lanes in either direction? We go down to a non-divided highway, so we would expect single lane closures. They should be able to keep at least a single lane open at all times. I don't foresee any pilot car situations or anything like that. You'll see flaggers out there during the daytime when they're working, that type of stuff.
You mentioned that the curb to the church,
sidewalk,
and that would be a really important improvement for the community. We've had several people for wheelchair access and stuff to be able to, and pedestrians going to the church. So that would definitely be one of the things that we would like to consider, if possible, a high priority.
So here's my feeling about that: is if I can get it in, it will go into this project. I think it's warranted. We met with Kyle today. I think it's easily warranted. To make that happen, a couple things is I have to legally, per FHWA, we have to light it now. So if I have lighting that I can draw from and get it into this project, I think it's a done deal. It's going to cost a little bit because I'm likely going to have to put a retaining wall just this side of the church. To fit it within our existing right-of-way, but that I think that's well within the scope of the project. I don't really foresee a problem unless I just can't get the lighting done in time. This project has to go out. It's competing for funding right now, and it's been listed as a priority for this year. If it drops to next year, I got to go sort of back to the queue, so I got to get it out in July of this year. As part of that, I would also likely move the speed limit change to the other side, a little bit further to the other side of the church. If I have sidewalk along the side of the road, I don't want people going 55, 60 miles an hour. I need to move that 45 mile an hour speed limit further north.
Further north?
Yeah.
So there are I can't even begin to tell you how many accidents we've had at the church where people fall asleep and do not make the turn.
And I asked Kyle a little bit about that today because I think it came up in scoping. And so one of the things that we're hoping addresses that is by moving that transverse rumble strip to wake people up as they're coming into town and getting them to slow. I don't know if you guys have ever driven over transverse rumble strips. They use them in California a little bit. We've started using them in Nevada in some locations. But if you aren't paying attention, you've been driving for the last 100 miles or from Vegas and you don't realize you're coming into the town of Searchlight, all of a sudden you're gonna run over those, right? And it wakes you up and gets your attention and people will typically slow down. So that's one of the things we're using to address that. There had been some talk about trying to put maybe some barrier rail up there and stuff. We just couldn't really make it fit within this project because of the approaches, there's two separate approaches and you have to have an impact attenuator on the barrier rail and that type of stuff. We thought this was the best low-cost solution. Moving that speed limit, putting those transverse rumble strips, and hopefully that would reduce that particular issue. That's already planned for this project, regardless. So we're gonna move forward with that. It's whether or not I can get that sidewalk in. That's, I think, what I looked at today, it's doable from a design standpoint. It's just gonna be whether I can get that. If I need the line extension agreement, I probably am not going to get it in. If I don't, if there's enough power out there, if NV Energy tells me there's enough power to run additional lights out there, then it'll be in the project.
Fantastic, thank you.
Yep.
Regarding the rumble strips, is it in your opinion that it would just be on the north end of town?
I think we were talking, it was mostly for that curve as they're coming downtown, but if you have the same issue at the southbound of town, I noticed the sheriff's department here, I'm not precluding putting them at the south end of town if you guys think that is warranted.
I
mean, you guys
personally
live out here,
I don't want you guys.
One of the issues is that we've been asking, and it's been in the works, and it's approved, and it's now just waiting for them to get it done, is that there's supposed to be a change in step down in speeds coming northbound into town.
Okay.
It was something that has Stephanie Lopez, who we're working with at NDOT, it doesn't matter where they need to place the signs and stuff, it's just such a slow process.
And that may be a part of our project. Our project limits don't go very far out of town that way, but I can extend the construction limits to catch any step down signing, and I will go back and talk to our traffic operations.
It's still north of the airport, the step down. So
right.
it would be within the project. It's within a mile, like the last step down.
Well, and I think you'd want to maybe carry that a little further back, but how do you guys feel about the transverse rumble strips at the south end of town? How do you feel about them in general? You guys live here? Yes, sir.
I think it'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
To slow them down, both into the town coming in.
Yeah, they're very wanted. There's a lot of people that come up from the south and they come up over the hill. They're still going, 75, 80.
Right.
They're not slowing down until they're halfway through town.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm concerned on the noise, though.
Yeah.
If they hit the rumble strips, I can hear them when I'm out 2 miles out of town and they hit the sides.
Yeah, and so the transverse rumble strips aren't quite as deep. Our policy is we try to keep rumble strips a minimum of 1,500 to 2,000 feet from any residential neighborhoods, because I totally agree. I don't want to live where I hear the trucks hitting those things all night long. So we'll be cognizant of that. We actually have a thing called mumble strips, which are they're milled in a little bit more shallow, and we'll look to doing that for those transverse strips. Yes, sir.
The 45 sign north of the church, can you leave that there and then add another one after it? So the sign right now is in a good spot, but the yellow lights aren't working. And people have complained about that for more than 6 months.
And I will,
I
will guarantee you, I will take care of those.
6 months to change a light bulb.
And so I'm not part of maintenance, but I will have my contractor replace the flashing warning sign. We will take care of that as part of this project. But you want another sign after that in the town limits, so further to the south.
Where it's at now, you want to move it further south.
You want to move it further.
That's what you're saying.
I want to move the 45 further north.
Oh, further north.
Further north of the church.
Okay.
To slow them down before they get to the church and before they get to my transverse rumble strips. Because I want the transverse rumble strips.
I thought you were saying the church.
Yeah, I'm not from here. So I want to go further outside of town, on the other side of the church,
okay,
which is north, right? So further that way.
Yeah,
I'm backwards.
He's in HP, you have to understand where he's going.
He's one of my guys, man. He's in the same.
So you want to go further north?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I want to move that 45 speed limit past the church and slow them down before they get to the sidewalk. Right? Right now, that sidewalk ends, I think it's about 500 feet, 600 feet before the church.
Yeah,
1,500 feet before the church. So if we're going to extend that sidewalk, I want to move it so they've slowed down to 45 before they ever get to the sidewalk. That's sort of our requirement if we're putting sidewalk along the side of the road.
I thought I heard you say you were south.
I might have. Don't get me wrong, I might have. But our intent is to move it north.
Before we get any more public questions, I just want to reassure, does the board have any more questions regarding?
Yeah, I have a question. Can you describe the nature of this rumble? What's it called?
A mumble strip?
Mumble strip, yeah.
Mumble strip is just a rumble. It's like your edge line rumble strips. They're all along the road currently. They're just milled in a little bit shallower and a little bit more spacing, so they don't make quite as much noise. But still fill them if you drive across them. We've put them in the Mount Rose Highway, which is close to some houses, to see how they... We did a test section out there a couple of years ago, and they seem to have gone over fairly well. So that's all it is it's just basically a rumble strip that's milled in a little bit shallower.
The grooves in the roadway, right?
Yes. Yeah. So it's milled in a little bit. When I say milled in, they're literally putting those divots in the roadway. A little bit wider spacing, a little bit shallower, so they don't make quite as much noise. But that's all they are.
Do you want to touch base on landscaping?
Question on the rumble strips, though. Let's say we hate it. Let's say it's super loud and it's actually an annoyance to the town members. Can you grade them down at that point if it were to become?
Not very easily, because they're actually below the surface of the road. They're milled into, and you can't really like just fill them in with some. So you literally have to come in with a machine and take out 2 inches, and then repeat pave a section.
You did say there was a standard, though, away from developed housing areas.
Yes. We're going to try to get far enough north where at least 1,500 to 2,000 feet from any homes that we can identify.
And Vic, I know we've been talking about landscaping for a while. It sounds like it's tight in that section coming through town, but you said you would show or have some maps or discuss maybe some areas that are possible. Maybe you can address that.
Yeah, so you had reached out to me, and I think you'd said that there was a local mine that was willing to donate some plants. And the reality is because they widened the town, the last project I want to say was in the early 2000s, and did some ADA work, that most of the right-of-way, NDOT right-of-way, is back a curve. So I don't have a whole lot of areas. There was a couple locations right there at the road to Nipton on either side that we could do either some hardscape or some plants. I'm not sure there's a good area for planting, but maybe some sort of, you know, decorative rock feature of some sort of boulder or two or something. I'm going to go back and talk to our landscape architects and see what they can come up with. And we would like to go to the board for your guys' approval. Whatever we decide to do there would definitely be for your approval. There's not everything else. All of my other right-of-way areas is typically paved. We drove it today specifically looking for areas we could potentially put any sort of landscaping, and it's all either paved or we just don't have the right of way in town anyways.
And I think if I remember, you were talking about the maintenance facility is going to be redone or
not as part of
this. Is that part of this? Or mm-hmm.
That's not part of this project. That'd be a separate project. This is the funding for this project is federal highway funds, we don't typically use those for maintenance yards. So that's, I don't even know about. That's news to me, to be honest with you. Somebody else is.
Anything else from the board?
I just want to ask real quick on the rumble strips. Are you saying those would be at the church, the first part, or will they be further north?
Further north. I need to get them to slow down 245 before the church. Okay. So the idea would be putting them far enough north, and I have to talk to my traffic operations people to see where we want to make that actual speed change, and that's where it would be, is where we want them. We'll probably put the sign, and then 100 feet after the sign have those mumble strips to try to slow them down so they understand they're in a 45 and they should be going 45.
I know we have one more question from Kim.
Yes.
So you mentioned the landscaping at the corner of Nipton Road. Can you do you have any comment on what's going to happen with Nipton Road? And especially we need a traffic study done. We have heavy, heavy traffic on weekends. We have heavy, heavy massive traffic to the point where it became a four-way stop during the F1 when there was like road closures on both the 15 both ways, I think. And then with the Amazon building being built on 95 and I-11, we are going to have major increased traffic coming down Nipton and going to that facility.
Okay.
And the road is already dangerous as it is with how narrow it is with no shoulder.
Right.
And it needs work. At one point, we were the better side and you hated driving into California. Now the California side is you hate driving into Nevada. So that's
right.
How bad it is, in my opinion.
I will, so that's out of my department, but I will take back your concerns to our traffic operations folks, and it's more of a traffic operations planning type stuff, and I'll take it back, and there may be some reach out and some sort of, they like to do studies in those divisions and figure out what the long-term goals are for that road, and what, not just what NDOT's goals, but what the community goals are for that road. But it's sort of out of my, I can take back your guys' concerns and discuss it with them, but it's sort of out of my purview.
Okay, because the former Sergeant Highway Patrol out here, Wayne Dice, he highly recommended us requesting and requiring a study be done because he saw such an increase in traffic, especially on weekends and holidays. And we have Highway Patrol here who can attest to the same increase, so.
Okay, slope flattening is easy. Right, and then relatively cheap, going out there and putting dirt shoulders is always, in our world, compared to asphalt and bridges and so on and so forth, dirt is cheap. So I always tell people, going out and putting dirt shoulders is usually a project that's pretty easy to pull off. I will say, good, bad, or indifferent, we're running into it in the sidewalk for the church. There's a lot of cultural resource issues that we have to go through FHWA for any mining, anything that's over 50 years old. We have to go through and get approvals from FHWA to affect any cultural resources. So for like this project, we're trying to limit the amount of area my cultural guys have to clear. They don't have the staff or the time to go right away to right away. So we're trying to pick out the places where we're actually going to do work and get them to do it, and it just happens to be that stretch right there by the church is in a do not disturb area. I think I could still, they can clear it because it is only 1,500 feet, and they can probably get that cleared, when you start talking about just going out there and flattening slopes, our district folks have done it for years, but when we get to headquarters and we deal with FHWA, we have to go through and basically say, well, we're pretty confident we aren't affecting any old mining sites or anything like that, Native American, anything like that. So,
can you clarify for me what FHWA is?
I'm sorry, Federal Highway Administration.
Okay, thank you.
They're the ones that because we get, NDOT gets about $300 million a year from the Federal Highway Administration as part of the budget for all the states to maintain and or build new facilities that are part of the federal highway system. And NDOT ostensibly is an arm of, they deed their power to NDOT, but they do oversee how the money gets spent.
All right, I'd like to open it up. Questions up to the public. Just please step up to the speaker's podium, state your last name, and spell it for the record, please.
My name's John Amrine, spelling A-M-R-H-E-I-N. And my question is, on the construction coming up in June on Cottonwood Cove, is that under you?
No.
That's Clark County Public Works, sir.
Oh.
Sorry.
Any other questions out there?
I feel relieved, though.
Jerry Crawford, CRAWFORD. My question for you, Vic, is would the state entertain, along with the rumble strips and dovetailing with what Ms. Colton said about the increased traffic in this town, perhaps creating a four-way stop sign since the speed limit is only 25 miles an hour through this town at Nipton Road and Highway?
Um, probably not as part of this project. A traffic study would have to be done, which typically takes more than the, I have to get this thing on a piece of paper in about 5 months so that we can get it advertised. But a standalone project could put a stop sign, but we would have to go, it's another question for our traffic analysis folks to see if it's warranted. There's, they have to meet FHWA warrants, and there's all kinds of that type of stuff, From anything for like, you guys know what rectangular rapid flashing beacons, that type of stuff, we could look at that kind of thing, not as part of this project, but as a general corridor study through the town of Nipton, whether or not those are warranted in some areas if you see high pedestrian traffic crossing in any specific locations, whether a four-way stop or a four-way signal system is warranted there. I couldn't get it into this project, but it is something we can move forward with at NDOT.
Good, I requested that.
My
intent, I can address this.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. Are there any more questions out there from the public?
Chris Jeter, that's J-E-T-E-R. I'm kind of curious about, I don't know if there's a, if I missed something about the sidewalk by the church. What are you guys talking about? How far are you guys talking about pushing that up? I'm kind of curious.
It would be the sidewalk on the west side of the highway extended to the Searchlight Community Church.
Okay, is it coming from Nipton all the way down that you guys are going to do, or is it
from where it, it's right across from the old Chevron is where it ends, and
right
it ends.
Right now the sidewalk stops about 1,500 feet prior to the church, and we've been asked to look at extending it to the church so pedestrians could get to the actual church.
Oh, okay.
From
the
town.
Yeah, that explains, since I was just kind of lost with that, I'm trying to figure out why, what was the importance of that. Not doing more stuff in the community, like you were asking before, as far as that goes with sidewalk improvement.
Yes.
I'm
not
sure what you're talking about. Yeah.
Anybody else out there? Questions for NDOT for the US 95 project? All right, thank you very much, Mr. Peters.
Okay, and like I said, there's a few more handouts out there. My card is also on the table. You're welcome to shoot me an email or give me a call at NDOT if something comes up or if you guys have any additional concerns. And I appreciate everybody's time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have
you guys
night.
Have a good evening.
All right, informational item number 4, receive a report from Kim Colton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire District, regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
Kim Colton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department. In November of 2023, we had 6 calls for service, 4 of which were medical, 1 auto, and 1 fire. This compared to last year, we had 20 calls last year, so we have a 65% decrease year over year, which they said has been good for the volunteers and giving us a little break this year, and good for the community that we haven't had that many emergencies. So we're fortunate there. The Fire Department, we did hold our annual turkey shoot in late November. No turkeys were injured in the shooting. We did have a very good turnout and a great day, which we were lucky. The next day was super windy. So it was great and always a fun time. And we're fortunate to have a lot of donations this year. And we're still working towards getting our dream of an automatic for any one of these days so that we can get heavier patients in the ambulance easily. So anyway, we're grateful for all those that came out and participated. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Any questions for Fire District from the board? Okay, any questions from the public? Okay, thank you, Kim. And item number 5, receive a report from Sandra Yasinchak with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month. Sandy's not here tonight. Go ahead and provide the report. Searchlight Justice Court for the month of November 2023. Court calendar, arraignments 23, status checks 18, all hearing trials 16, which do not include walk-ins for traffic court. Actions taken, new civil citations filed 182, New traffic or misdemeanor citations filed, 83. New criminal complaints filed, 3. And cases closed, 205. Court dates, criminal December 5th and 19th. Traffic December 6th and the 20th. All court dates are open to the public and begin at 10 a.m. And that is it for the Sandy's report. And moving on to item 6, receive a report from Kathy Flanagan with Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system. Kathy is also not with us tonight. I think Kayla wants to read that one for us.
Water usage for November 2023 was 2.79 million gallons. Water usage for November 2022 was 3.33 million gallons, a reduction of 540,000 gallons, and no service line breaks to report.
Awesome. Thank you, Kayla. And item number 7, receive a report from Will Smith and Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. Mr. Smith is also not here tonight, and James is itching to read that one.
Okay, for November 2023, 42,000 gallons per day was treated, and an average of 42,000 gallons per day, compared to 39,000 gallons per day last year. The flow increased by 3,000 gallons per day, according to the report. No sewer service complaints for the month of November, and please call before you dig.
Thank you, James. And moving on to informational item number 8, receive a report from Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
Elon Bilbrey, Clark County Parks and Recreation. November 2023, Searchlight had 5 programs, 84 visits. Cal Navari, 5 programs, 37 visits. Searchlight Holiday Party will be on December 18th from 5:30 to 6:30, following right after the parade. It's here in the community center. Parks and Rec will have hot cocoa, cookies, and a craft. House decorating contest, if you are participating in that, your house is needed to be decorated by today. They're going to be judged between the 14th and the 18th sometime. Just in case you guys are going to ask me about the splash pad, I don't have any update on that. You guys are probably going to have to contact RPM because we're not really getting any information from them about that. As far as, I don't think I was here last month to talk about this, but the recreation specialist that we had hired backed out of the position. So we had to redo interviews. Second interviews were done today, and hopefully we'll be offering a position next week sometime. But then they'll have to do the background check and everything, so it'll probably be about another 3 months until we have a full-time person.
Thank you, Alan. You're a mind reader, by the way. Is there any questions from the board?
Okay. Thank you.
Any questions from the public? All right. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
Item number 9, receive a report from Kelly with the Southern Clark County Coordinator from UNR Extension regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
Hi, all. University of Nevada, Reno Extension continues to try and communicate with Reed Elementary School. It's an effort to organize an after-school 4-H club. I've recently hired a community-based instructor who will be assisting me on this venture. She's also a master gardener, so that was something we discussed today too. That'll be fun and helpful. We will attempt to offer 4-H curriculum at the Laughlin Library right next door on Wednesday afternoons after school, starting that first week in January after the new year. We're just gonna go for an hour after school. And we're trying to start what we call a spin club. And what that means is that we're gonna introduce a variety of STEAM activities for the children as supplemental educational opportunities, hands-on activities for the kids. I continue to be committed to building the Searchlight Community Garden here at the Community Center right in the back. We had a meeting today prior to this meeting, and we'll have one next month as well, and every month for the next 5 months or so, as we seek volunteers to assist with the building and the planning and the maintenance and the upkeep and the coordination of the garden. I'm just here to tell you I'm intentional in my efforts to include the school. That was a big part of implementing the garden, is to get these kids the hands-on education of farming and implementing growth in soil and learning how to eat healthy. And if you know anyone who's interested in or has a young child who'd like to be part of that club, please let them know. And we are going to start on that Wednesday right after New Year's. So also next month, January 10th, right before the Town Hall Advisory Board meeting at 5 o'clock, we'll be here in the Community Center again, taking any and all volunteers so we can try and get this thing going. UNR's Health and Nutrition Department is another department with UNR Extension, and they contacted me and they're interested in offering classes that they call SNAP, which means, because there's a lot of acronyms, right? Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program Education. So it can be either in person or it can be online. They suggested for the Senior Center, for the up-and-coming 4-H Club, and any preschool-aged programming, which I don't know about here in the community. So if there's information you have for me, I would love to pass that along. This is going to be my goal in the upcoming months, to organize and assist this particular UNR department in their planning efforts to reach out to Searchlight. They generally offer like 6 to 8 week classes, once a week, focused on nutrition, diet, healthy living, exercise, things that we can also coordinate with this garden. They have fun, interactive, and educational curriculum for all ages. So please let me know how we can assist and best implement these classes. I'm also anticipating receiving radon kits from the state. I'll have those on hand for anyone interested in pursuing the testing at their residence, and that'll be after the first of the year. The radon kits and informational handouts are free. They said they were shipping them to my office in Laughlin mid-January. So I hope to bring them to the next meeting, and I'll connect with Kyle or Joan or Kim and see what the best idea for distribution would be here in the community. So if it's bringing them to the school or to the library or to the senior center, to the fire station, a metro substation, you just have to guide me and direct me and see how we could best do that. And I'll contact the advisory board when I get those in my hot little hand. So any questions for me or UNR Extension?
Any questions from the board?
Yeah, you said you're trying to get something with 4-H. Is that they're not interested or not enough for participants? Or?
So the flyers went out. I was a little sneaky. I have friends that are teachers here at the school. And the trick is that because they come from out of the community, they're bused in or they're vanned in and they leave immediately after school, that they've been very hard to get a hold of or for me to kind of, I call it infiltrating. Yes, I spoke to your wife. And so we are on with the flyers. The flyers went out. Library told me that they did go out to the kids. The new principal did have the flyers. I sent them out electronically. And I just am hopeful that they'll be interested enough. I just, to have all 13 of them there would be great. They're giving us the library space, and it's adjacent to what hopefully will be the garden. So I think it's going to be a great partnership.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board?
So just to confirm, you will be on the agenda then every meeting? That would be great.
I'm trying to be, yep.
Okay, fantastic.
Thank you.
Open the questions up to the public for a moment. Any questions?
I just wanted to clarify, I think you said waffle, but you meant Searchlight Library at first.
I probably did. Yep. I service both. If you didn't catch me at the last meeting, I service both communities. So yes, it'll be Searchlight Library. Thank you for letting me use your space.
Any other questions out there? All right. Thank you, Kelly. Informational item number 10, receive a report from Tyler Young with Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs.
I'm Michael Chapman, the library assistant at the Searchlight Library, to tell you about the programs we have going on for the remainder of the year. Tomorrow we have Snowman Science, which is geared for children, but adults are welcome to join. That's at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Next week is a busy week. We have sewing right here in Parks and Rec. And right after that in the library, we have a clay program where you make clay, and then 4 days later, you'll paint the clay that you make, which would be on Saturday the 23rd. I'm doing a story time on Wednesday the 20th, winter themed. And on Thursday the 21st, we're showing It's a Wonderful Life at 4 o'clock, and we will have popcorn and beverages available. On Tuesday the 26th, we're trying something new. We're trying poetry, where you can bring poems that you wrote yourself or bring poems that you enjoy yourself personally. On Thursday the 28th, we'll have our once-a-month painting that is our most popular program. We'll be doing marble tumbling on Friday the 29th, and then our book club finishes up the year on Saturday the 30th. This year, we increased the programs we offered by 47% over the previous year. And that's all I have.
Any questions from the library, from the board?
So, by increasing the programs, 47%?
47%, right. This year from last year, right.
And that's fantastic to add the variety. Did you also increase the people's?
No, but we hope, and that's why we're trying.
The efforts.
Any other questions from the board? Anything from the public? Alrighty, thank you. Item number 11, receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns. So I was going to announce about the Cottonwood Cove project. I'm not an expert on it, obviously, but if you would, I might be able to answer your questions, if you have any, regarding the project.
Sure.
Okay. If you could just come up to the, I know.
Do you have my spelling? So, I live on Cottonwood Cove, and I got the registered letter the other day from the project. Few questions. So they're going to repave the whole road.
Correct.
Down to past the library to right here.
To here, yes.
Yeah. You're putting curbs and sidewalk.
Correct.
Is it going to be a cement sidewalk or
cement?
For those of us who have driveways on Cottonwood Cove, are they going to put in?
I actually did check with them on that, and yes, they are. Okay. Yes, and that you can, sir, if you'd like to, and I can get the. I can send this to anybody through email. I don't have enough ink and paper to print it all out for you, but I can send it to anybody in email who'd like to see it. And sir, if you'd like to take this with you, it will show you through the maps on exactly where the driveways would be, where this, you know, where they'd move signs, all that stuff is. It's very detailed in the plans, but. From my understanding, there's only one residence that won't get a driveway, and it's not yours.
They're going to do ADA ramps at
yes,
the corners.
Sir.
Are they going to, so they're going to be directing the water down the streets?
I'm not very diverse in the drainage part of the plan. Maybe you could figure that out a little bit better. It's harder for me to read that part of the plans, but and if you got the same letter I did, I'm also a property owner on Cottonwood Cove. And I might be butchering her name, but her name is Jinxin Z. And her email and phone number were provided in the letter that they sent out to everybody. Very nice lady. I spoke with her a little bit on the phone, and she's more than happy to answer all your questions as well. But just for the folks that didn't receive this letter, I'll go ahead and read it real quick. So the improvements do include construction of 5-foot sidewalks on both sides of Cottonwood Cove Road, remove and reconstruct the entire Cottonwood Cove Road from US 95 to Michael Wendell Way, realign and reprofile side streets at the intersections to Cottonwood Cove Road, signing and striping, utility adjustments and relocations, and other apparatuses as may be necessary to construct a complete and functional pedestrian path and roadway. And it's the beginning of the construction is June 2024. The contract calendar days is 90, so it's a 3-month project, and they plan to be finished by September. And from what Jingxin had said to me was they're gonna do it in 3 1-month phases. So they'll pretty much divide the entire length of the project by 3, and each one will take a month. And so they will be redirecting traffic through the side streets around that one portion as they go along.
They're not gonna change the speed limit, right?
No, sir.
Speaking of speed limit, we all know there's a heck of a problem with speeding on Cottonwood Cove. Have they ever considered putting in, while they're doing new signage, putting in some of the blinking signs like they have coming into town that show your speed? Because I think people just turn on there, and the signage is kind of, there's one sign way down there, and they get going.
It's like two on the whole road, I know, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it says like they gave 9 citations last month. I see 9 citations every 30 minutes going
down
the road.
I'm with you.
So, you know, you need to do something like that. And with a new road, people just got to go faster.
Absolutely, and then I could forward that concern to Jingxin myself, but I would just put it out there while I got more than a couple people here tonight that if you do have any suggestions on the project, absolutely reach out on your own also, being a property owner. I can always do it too, being as the board, but the more people that speak up on these kinds of things, the more they take it a little more serious, you know.
Great. Thank you
very much.
Just to clarify, Michael, one of the ways they don't
the road to turn into the center.
To the center.
No, Harry Reid's the cemetery. Going to the cemetery.
Okay, so it's coming just to here, not going past it on the.
Correct. It would just where the existing walkway ends, that's where it would end. And they would redo the small portion on the north side of Cottonwood Cove Road that goes past the Searchlight Community Center sign. The
so
existing portion.
That.
I believe so. I tried to study this as much as I could before the meeting. The drainage parts is where I'm a little not understanding, but for the rest of it, you know, they're going to replace all the signs, the striping, and the street, and adding the sidewalks on both sides, and then the driveways as well. There was one issue where they're going to have to move the. They're going to have to replace the fence at the Cactus Patch Mobile Home Park and move it back. If I remember right, it was 4 or 5 feet because I guess it's over the right of way. So that's why you can't see down that all these years. Yeah. Yep. You all know, so. But if I can answer any other questions to the best of my ability, please come up to the podium and. Or if you have any other public works concerns as well.
Judy Bundor of Grandpa's Road. That road needs grading very badly, and they'll have to bring a water truck. It's very dusty and extremely washboardy. So that 1.7 miles from 95 up till it, I guess, becomes a private road, needs to be bladed. So, thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Any other public works concerns out there?
Yeah, just a quick comment on your budget, the 9 citations. We don't put NHP citation with our numbers. NHP is dedicated up in Searchlight with their officers to where we're pretty much either Searchlight or Laughlin, right? To where we're either a 3 or 4-man squad. We're not necessarily dedicated to one area where they are. So their numbers supersede ours by hundreds. So, but I understand what you're saying, but just to let you know that. Good.
Okay. Thank you.
I've never, 4 years I've lived here, I've seen one trooper down Cottonwood Cove.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we have between that, and then we have, we call these guys, we have the forest guys that are on Cottonwood Cove that do their job. So we have different entities that actually, we call them interagency guys that help us out, because we can't do the whole thing by ourselves. But I understand what you're saying that completely. The good part about that is there's not a whole lot of accidents on Cottonwood Cove, but there are speeders, you understand that. And so I would like to see, you know, to be honest with you, I'm pretty sure people will slow down when there's a road bump in the road. I'm pretty sure those nice boats that they have, they'll learn to slow down on there. I just want to let you know that. Okay.
Thank you. Any other public works concerns from the board? All right, so moving on to item number 12, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. We do have an opening for the Searchlight Town Advisory Board. There's some flyers in the back there. They even got the QR code if you do that. So nice and handy there. You submit applications by 5:30 p.m. on January 16th, 2024. And you can get applications from Town Advisory Board Secretary, which is Tammy Harris. You can also email administrativeservices@clarkcountynv.gov. And are there any other announcements, meetings, events?
I'm Carol Allen, A-L-E-N. I just wanted to say that the Child Evangelism Fellowship of Southern Nevada has reached out to me. They want to come out to the rural areas. They're putting on an event this Sunday, right here, 2 to 4. It's family. If you've got kids of any age, please bring them. We're going to have free Christmas songs, Christmas story time, crafts, games, food, open to everybody. So come out. We're hoping it's a kickoff, and then monthly after that.
That's great. What was the name of the group?
Child Evangelism Fellowship. It's on the flyer. There's a couple of flyers back here.
Thank you.
Child Evangelism, but can you repeat it again? Child?
Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Of Southern Nevada.
Okay.
Any other announcements out there?
A few weeks ago on the 2nd, we had the cactus giveaway out at Walking Backs Ranch. It was hugely successful, but not all the cactus were adopted again. So, but there were more than 80 people came throughout the 4 hours. I got out there at 8 a.m. and one of the fellows that had opened up there said he got there at 7:30 and there were people in line waiting to get in to adopt some of the cactus that are provided by Equinox Mining. And there was like four or five people that worked for Equinox were there too helping out. So all in all, it was very successful. They may start doing it more than once a year. I'll just keep you posted. And anyway, very successful. And the Friends of Aviqua May plan to have volunteer days out there the first Saturday of every month, probably up through May, and drop it off in the summer. But I'll provide more information as available.
That's great news, Judy. While you're up there real quick, is there any updates on when the Walking Box is going to open back up for tours?
No.
Nothing?
The BLM person that has been in charge, Jimmy Linares, it was a 180-day assignment. That time is up. They may be able to bring a full-time person on, I think, end of January was last I heard.
Oh, Jim's not with here anymore?
He will still be doing, he still does Gold Butte. He's assigned out there. And I think we'll be out at Walking Box, like when they need somebody to open up when we are having a work day out there.
But they're actively looking to replace him, though?
Yes. Okay. And I asked him if we could put in a word for him, and he said not, but I guess he has applied for the position as well.
Oh, okay.
And he's been out here with Fire Alvarado for at least 6 years that I'm aware of, so very familiar with the area, which I think is great.
That is great. Thank you very much, Judy. Michelle?
Michelle Brown. Before the next town board meeting, there will be a Clark County zoning meeting here on January 9th from 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. So anybody that has kids in the Clark County School District that wants to come and either voice their concerns about where their children are currently going to school, or voice their opinion on whether they want their children to go to Laughlin, now's the time to do it. So mark your calendars and make sure you show up for that. And if you still want cactus, get a hold of Aaron Hall and he'll make arrangements for you to pick some up.
Can you please repeat that time?
January 9th at from 5 till 9 p.m.
5 until 9 p.m.?
Here.
Is it a Tuesday or something? Is it the day before? Or
is it what?
When is it?
On January 9th.
What day?
I think it's a Tuesday.
It is. The day before the town board is up, is it?
It's a Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
It's
Tuesday. So, we're not going to be making any decisions. This is just
a comment. No, it's, I'm not real sure what she's bringing out. There'll be flyers, though. I'll get those distributed as soon as I can. But I'm not real sure exactly what her agenda will be. I'm not running the meeting. She's just coming out to address people that have children in Boulder City and Searchlight Schools.
I guess I think the thing is we need to get the word out to the town and make sure, because changing the zoning does not only just impact the kids that are in school, but also impacts the homeowners and the values of homes in Searchlight. So we just need to make sure that the word is out there so that everyone is aware of it.
I'll get out flyers is the best thing that I can do. So.
Thank you.
Any other announcements out there? All right, and moving on to planning and zoning. No planning and zoning business tonight. General business, we have no general business tonight. And for the comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the board by majority vote.
I have a comment. Mark Moskowitz, who was not here, I had asked him and Tammy to bring some information regarding the helicopter pad, because there were some concerns on where to report your comments, who to file complaints with, and I believe Tammy sent over information, and it looks like the deadline, from what I read, Tammy, was it was a February 2nd of 2024. Anybody in the neighborhood still has the ability to complain and file any complaints, and I believe the complaints are supposed to go to public.
I didn't bring the information with me.
Okay, that was just so if you can. That's what it was, a thing for Mark to bring to the board today. Can you please put in the notes to have it for next meeting then?
Sure.
And so that the community is aware and exactly who to file with. I believe Mark said it was supposed to be with code enforcement, is the complaints to go through, and not to go to any law enforcement, but make sure the complaints get in. So thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Any other comments in the public? Anything at all? All right. So moving on, next meeting date is January 10th, 2024, and I'd like to motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Yeah,